Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Welcome into the Eric Ainge Show. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. Yes, we are coming to you virtually from Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville. And like every day, we're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group. And listen, they're part of the financial services sector that represents such a vital component of our nation's critical infrastructure. And MIG wants you to know they take that role very seriously. And they're available for you, and they stand ready to serve your financing needs. Everything, home financing, they got you. They're working closely with title company partners, making sure that they have provisions ready for safe and timely closings. Anything you need, MIGonline.com.
Yeah, Eric, we'll catch up with Jake from Rusty Wallace Kia and play a little Would You Rather coming up here in a little bit. But we are seeing across the country, Iowa State was the first to do it, their coaches are going to take a pay decrease this year, and they are going to forego bonuses across the board in all sports this year to try to offset the loss of NCAA tournament revenue. It's going to come down to about $3 million a school for Power 5 schools like Iowa State. They're a member of the Big 12 like the rest of us. Or they're a member of the Big 12 like the rest of those schools, Power 5 like the rest of the major schools. Do you think this will be a new norm coming up?
I do, actually, and we can. I have some thoughts on it. We can talk about here in just a little bit.
We'll get on that coming up here in just a moment. But right now, we are pleased to be joined by Jake Bull of Rusty Wallace Kia. Jake, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You know, we're going a little stir crazy.
Is it safe to say that we're taking the bull by the horns?
Wow,
it is definitely safe to say that. It sounds like Eric's been home a little too long.
He and I would much rather be sitting there at our usual table right there next to Joe up front, covering ourselves in hand sanitizer. But you guys have the dealership open and ready to go because you're an essential service as a company that sells vehicles and helps you maintain vehicles.
Yes. Yeah. We are fully open. We've got a full staff here, every department. We brought in extra help for as long as we need it to constantly disinfect and sanitize the building, making sure that our customers are taken care of, employees are taken care of. So be hard-pressed to find anywhere cleaner than this right now.
And you're doing some incredible things for people. I think the making the payments through the end of this year is something that's would be of value to a lot of us. You know, people have lost jobs. People have uncertain futures. People have been furloughed. This is an opportunity. If you're in a bad spot with your vehicle right now, you can come to Rusty Wallace Kia and get that taken care of without the worry for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you can. You know, and we did this last month, and Rusty came in town. He was here on Monday, and he said, "Hey, guys, listen, this has helped a lot of people, so we need to keep doing this." So, you know, when Rusty says do it, we do it. We extended it through the month of April. And it's literally, guys, it's not on a select car. It's not on a certain model. It's on every single new car sitting out there. If it's on the lot, you can buy it, and we'll make all of your payments until next year.
And they come with that 200,000-mile warranty as well, which is a total game changer.
Yeah, and no additional charge, 200,000-mile warranty.
Well, Jake, when we have you on Fridays, we normally play Would You Rather. And we're still doing it. I can't look you in the eye to see the wheels turn on these.
All right.
Eric Ainge Show rules with Would You Rather. You have to answer, Eric, or
your whole family dies.
That's right. All right. Okay. Would you? He didn't immediately come with it like he normally does. All right. First one up. Would you rather watch virtual NASCAR or virtual NBA? NASCAR drivers are racing again this weekend at Bristol. ESPN is going to televise NBA players playing NBA 2K starting tonight. Which would you rather watch?
So am I going first here?
You're going first.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously I have to go with NASCAR. I mean, I do work for Rusty Wallace. but aside from that, I don't really like, I don't watch the NBA anyway. So I would definitely take virtual NASCAR, and I think that'd be a lot more exciting to watch anyway.
Joel Silverberg.
I think I'll actually watch the NBA 2K tournament over the iRacing. I'm intrigued by the iRacing because you kind of get the racers out of an actual life or death element, which I think is neat. But I'm also curious to see what sort of trash talking goes on, because a lot of these guys playing this 2K tournament really know each other and have played together before. So I am kind of curious to see what the interaction is like between all the basketball stars.
I'm watching NASCAR because I've been watching it the last 2 weeks anyway, and it is their virtual action is the closest virtual action to the real thing that we can get. Eric?
To me, it's NASCAR all day long. Like, NASCAR, they sit and they drive, and I'm not trying to take away from the physicality of doing it. I've heard that it's incredibly difficult, the physical side of doing it for being that long. Anyway, they sit and they drive anyway, so that is way more realistic than a basketball player sitting and playing a video game. That's no different to me than any e-sport, which I've never checked out and I probably never will. To me, NASCAR actually holds a little bit of validity. And Brian, you even brought it up. There's guys that don't have the same stuff that everyone else has, and they're dominating in some of these races, and people are going, man, what if they drove for, like, there's actual relevance to that. Basketball players, the only thing that'll be entertaining about it, Joel brought it up, is the trash talk, but that's not going to get me to sit down and watch it.
All right, Jake, there was major controversy at our house earlier this week when my wife discovered that Murder, She Wrote had been taken off of Amazon Prime, so she had to switch to watching The Golden Girls while working. You can only watch one TV show the rest of your life. Is it The Golden Girls or Murder, She Wrote?
Well, that's apparently we have a lot in common, because my wife is a very big Murder, She Wrote fan, too, and it's available on the Hallmark Channel.
Yes.
So I don't know if my wife is listening right now, but in her honor, I'm going to go with Murder, She Wrote.
Joel Silverberg.
If I'm choosing between those two shows, I guess I'll choose Golden Girls, because it is fun. I've seen a decent amount of Golden Girls. I've actually never seen Murder, She Wrote, so I guess by default I'm choosing Golden Girls.
Angela Lansbury is the GOAT, but I'm going with Golden Girls because the humor still stands the test of time. If you watch an episode, you will laugh. Eric?
You gotta go Murder, She Wrote. I mean, what's her name? Jessica
Angela
Fletcher?
Angela Lansbury. Yeah, Angela as Jessica Fletcher. Yeah,
she is Jessica Fletcher.
Yes.
There are three things you can never have enough of in life. Lieutenant, it is chocolate, friends, and the theater. That's just one of the many famous quotes of Jessica Fletcher. You go Murder, She Wrote every day of the week.
All right, this is something that we're unfortunately living right now. Okay, you can only watch games that are more than a year old, or only be able to watch live games. Rest of your life, you can only watch games live and never see them again, never have an old game to watch, or you can only watch games for the rest of your life that are a year old or more.
Yeah, I'm taking the live games. Watching something, you know, I like watching some of the older ones too, but it's just you already know who wins. You know how it turns out. Watching the live ones, not knowing what's happening, not knowing what, you know, who's going to win or who's going to, you know, make a play to change the game, I don't think you can beat that.
Joel?
Yeah, I'll take the live games and wait until they come back. And maybe for some fan bases, like if you're a Boston fan, maybe you'd be content getting to watch older games because you have all these championships that you can watch. But like me being a Tennessee guy, like other than the Vols winning the national title in 98, I don't really have a whole lot. Like the Titans lost the Super Bowl, the Nashville Cats lost the Arena Bowl twice, the Preds lost the Stanley Cup. Like every team I've ever cheered for usually finishes in second when they have this big run. So I don't have a whole lot of championships. So I'll take the live games and I'll just wait until live sports eventually come back.
There's a joke to be made there. I'm going to leave it alone, but I will also take the quality of live over the quantity of pre-recorded.
So, you know, Jake brings it up, and you know who wins. If I take the only live, then that would keep me from going on YouTube and watching the 2007 SEC championship game like your favorite movie, but hoping it turns out different. And it, you know what? It's weird. It always turns out the same. Give me the live, even though the best of the glory days would be gone, give me the live sports for sure.
All right. Number four, Would you rather know what the dog is thinking at all times or knowing what your wife is thinking at all times?
You know, I don't think there's anything to gain here positively for me if I knew what my wife was thinking all the time. Maybe certain situations might help, but it really might give me a complex and, you know, make me think a lot less of myself if I knew what she was thinking all the time. So I guess I'm going to go with my dog.
Joel Silverberg.
Okay, what's the prompt again? Give me that one more time.
You can either have the ability to know what your dog is thinking at all times or what your wife is thinking at all times.
I'll take my wife. I don't have a dog, so.
You know what? I feel like we have decent communication, so I'm going to go with the dog. I would like to know what the dog is thinking at all times. Shout out, Wembley. Eric.
I don't know about you guys, but I married a woman that tells me what she's thinking at all times, at all times. So there's never any doubt there, for better or for worse, till death do us part. So I'd love to know what the dog is thinking, because although I usually know what he's thinking too, the wife just straight up tells me. So yeah, give me the dog.
All right, last one. You have to be quarantined with Nick Saban or Bill Belichick.
Ooh. You know, I guess I'm going to go with Nick Saban because I guess I dislike Bill Belichick more.
Joel.
Belichick, just because from all the history of his time with New England and then the Giants, he's at least got some stories. So if I can at least get him to open up and talk, maybe he'll tell some stories about coaching Lawrence Taylor, which that would be pretty cool to get a firsthand take on that. So yeah, I'll take Belichick. I'm not exactly jumping for joy for either one, though.
I'm going to go with Saban because I have seen Saban be a human being to other people and not be the public persona. I assume Bill Belichick is always sour. So just based on that, I'm going to pick Saban, but I'm going to try to get out of quarantine as soon as possible.
So I'm gonna answer this one, and then I'm gonna turn it around on everybody to start back at the top with Jake real quick and answer another one. I would pick Coach Saban just because, if nothing else, I know I'm gonna have a bunch of good treats, little Debbie snacks to make it through all the other things he's gonna be telling me to do with my life. Mike Leach in the news today. Mississippi State schools, guys. Either or, would you rather be quarantined with Lane Kiffin or the Pirate Mike Leach?
Oh, I can't pick Lane Kiffin, so I'm taking Mike Leach here, and it would be one heck of a fun time.
Joel?
Give me Leach. I mean, I don't think I'd really need to explain that. I'll take it, yeah.
I would take Lane Kiffin, and I would just rip on him for leaving Tennessee the way he did incessantly until the quarantine was over.
So I think that the off-the-top answer is Mike Leach, but I think that Mike Leach would find joy in like finding ways to trigger me. And I feel like after a time, like for the first week, I would pick Mike Leach. Going on week 2, 3, 4, 5, I would be begging for Lane Kiffin, who would probably be fine with watching Tiger King by himself up in another room and being away from me. I feel like Mike Leach would, every time you turn around, he'd be there with some stupid quote about something. Weeks 2 through forever, Mike Leach would be a hard no for me. So I guess ultimately I am going to go Lane for the duration of that one.
It is not a hard no at Rusty Wallace Kia right now. Jake, you guys making payments for people through the end of the year and always that 200,000-mile warranty. How can people check you out, both in person, online, or by phone?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, all day on Saturday as well. Open from 9 to 8, RustyWallaceKiaKnoxville.com. I mean, you can give us a call, check us out online, check us out on Facebook. I mean, there's no gimmicks here. There's no tricks. If the car's on the lot, you can take advantage of no payments until 2021, 200,000-mile warranty, no additional charge. I mean, if you if you're looking for a vehicle and you're wanting to get through some months of uncertainty and not have to worry about some extra expenses, car payment, things like that, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity. Rusty said keep going, so we've got it extended through the month of April.
It's a great time to get out and get a new Kia or have them have you bring it to our listeners. Jake, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you again soon in person, sooner rather than later.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Jake, we appreciate it. That's Jake Bull from Rusty Wallace Kia. They're bringing you the Eric Haines Show today. Eric, when we return, is it the responsibility of some coaches and administrators to take a decrease in salary to make sure athletic departments can continue as is? We talk about that next on the Eric Haines Show. $3 million that they are expecting to have a shortfall from the NCAA distribution. Some schools and some coaches are going to have to do more, because if football is impacted at all, you're looking at the potential for having major cuts. Should the coaches be taking the lead in this?
I like that. I think that's good. I mean, Brian, you've worked in an athletic department before, and you know how many people it takes to operate a smooth athletic department. It's crazy. So,
and how little a lot of those people make. I mean, you're looking at, you know, a football coach's bonus for going to a bowl game is the salary of two full-time people in nutrition or athletic training or media relations. These things can make a huge difference as to whether these schools are going to have mass layoffs or not.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of where I'm coming from on the thing. It's like, it's not fair to just go down the list and say, who makes the most money? Well, let's take all their money. Like, I'm not that kind of American. But I do think that there are, in special times, there are people more suited to be able to withstand some changes or losses financially. And I think that it's the responsibility of those people to know that that's going to happen early. I mean, if you're a football coach and you know you're going to take some less money right now, then you can plan accordingly. If you don't have the potential to get bonuses and stuff like that, you just plan accordingly, and it's okay. I think that you still need all hands on deck now more than ever in that athletic department, and because of how little some people make and how important some roles are, yeah, you can't just start firing people. Like, you can't go through an athletic department and then give somebody who's already a full-time employee with so many things to do, wearing so many hats. It'd be like, you know, you can't go to an athletic department and go, all right, I know Jimmy Delaney, and we could go down the list of other people that do so many different things, and then go, all right, well, we're going to liquidate these four jobs, and then all that's going to fall on you. And, well, we're actually going to ask you to take a pay cut to David Elliott. And you're going to have these 18 more things to, like, that would just completely cripple an athletic department. So if you can make some savings at the top, do so. And then I think you just try to operate best you can. And everyone in the world we live in right now, you know, we're not exempt from this by any means. It's just not realistic. You're not going to make more money right now. If anything, right, you're going to make less. It just is what it is. Be smart, plan accordingly. That's the world we live in. I mean, you heard the numbers today from News Talk 98.7's Eric Glasgow. I mean, there's 20,000 unemployment fill out online, whatever you have to do to file for unemployment. 20,000 just in East Tennessee, completely unemployed, laid off.
Yes.
So if some people that are doing well for themselves with really important jobs in the college football landscape have to take a little bit less money and forego potential bonuses, depending on how football even looks, I think that's a very small ask when it's all said and done.
Well, particularly when you're looking at the ability of people to continue to work there, and also for some, let's be frank, at some schools, for some sports to be able to exist. Because you're looking at, if schools have financial shortfalls and they project that they're going to have these shortfalls for a couple of years or longer, I mean, you're looking at the possibility of, we just say, well, these five sports are gone. And that's a jarring thing to say, but those are things that schools are taking a look at. And if you're, you know, we saw the story in the News Sentinel yesterday that the government had evaluated Thompson Bowling Arena and other facilities on campus to use as overflow hospitals if needed in this thing. I think it shows you that when we're talking about those things, anything financially is on the line.
100%. And for anybody. That, I guess that was my whole spiel there, was why would college sports coaches when there's so many changes to their college sports and already obvious losses, why would they get to make... Like, here's the thing. Like, it's why I feel fortunate to be in the position I'm in with our company and our job. It's when you realistically look at where we're at, you know, big salary employees right now, if you're just a straight big salary employee, you probably ought to be a little worried about that and find ways to not be that. You know, like for us, you know, we get paid when other things are getting paid and business is coming in, and you know, that's how we work. It means you're going to make less money if you're a commission based person essentially, and there's less things to commission, you're going to make less money, but you're also still of great value because you're not a big salary person. These people, like a football coach, the only commission-based things they have, success-based things that they have, are bonuses. Well, forego those, and then you got to look at that big salary and go, well, there's definitely some fat we could trim off this if need be. That's probably where you're going to start that. And then you look at all the excessive spending that an athletic department does for things that they don't necessarily need to do now, promotions for a spring game that's not going to happen, T-shirts and this giveaways and all these different things and stuff for recruiting trips that are coming in that aren't happening right now. I mean, there's savings happening drastically as well. It's never been more important to have a fully functioning, from the top down, from your top financial person to your newest intern, everyone has to be on the same page. Having a strong athletic director right now, I think, is as important as having a strong governor in your state and local, you know, mayors locally throughout. Like it's that important to have strong leadership right now.
Yeah, and I think the strong leadership makes it a little easier to make those asks of coaches when you can lay out the whole situation. You know, there will be some coaches nationally that won't be willing to play their part on this, and I hope that it comes out, because
That's okay. That's a horrible look.
Yeah, I'm not willing to forego my $1 million retention bonus this year, so the athletic department had to lay off 9 employees.
Yeah, if that kind of crap comes out, then you talk about immediately, like, disliking a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm not asking. You can't ask them to not get paid. You know, you can't fire them for a year. No one's asking anything like that. But, like, if it came out that Jeremy Pruitt wasn't going to make $4 million or whatever he was going to make this year, if he cut it down to even $3 million, you look at what $1 million does to a payroll on an athletic department. But I'm not asking that happens. I'm not leading a charge to do that. I'm just saying it's realistic that everyone is losing jobs and everyone's losing money. It's very rare, unless you're in an industry in which your business has increased. There are people that will benefit from this happening, but at least those people are providing an essential service to our thrashed communities around town. I would argue sports are 100% essential when they can safely be played. So it's not like, you know, if anything, it's never been more important to have good coaches and people out leading the front. And that's why they've been so willing to come on the radio and talk to us. I mean, we've had, you know, in the first 2 weeks of our syndication, Brian, we're going to have both athletic directors, both head coaches in men's and women, men's football and basketball. And it's because they want to talk to people. They want to get out there. They want to know that, you know, they're going through it just like everybody else. And that could mean some financial loss for some of them, just like everybody else. It is what it is. It's not the end of the world.
All right, 656-9900. If you want to join us, more of the Eric Haines Show comes up on the other side.
Man, I miss you. I miss you guys. I need you.
I miss
you.
Your Musk.
No, I do, man. I miss driving by and shouting at you or honking at you at a remote, and just wanted to see how you guys are holding up. And
you know, working from home is different, but we're making it through. I know a lot of people are doing the same thing, so we would much rather be at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, who's bringing you today's show, like we are on a lot of Fridays. But we're making it.
I think the easy thing for me to remember when I'm in my garage doing my radio show is there's people in their garage right now quarantined that don't have their quote unquote job to do. So some changes and some different things circumstantially to what we're doing, how we're doing it, what it sounds like. I mean, this was supposed to be for Brian and I, this was supposed to be the, you know, in our first 3 years, this is the biggest week of radio that we've had. You know, we added a new market to our radio show. And for those that don't know, when you're a local radio show and then you start doing that, and that's always been our goal, that's a really big deal. That's a lot of hard work and communication and listenership and sponsorship that took that, you know, and we wanted to be out doing shows, you know, both in Knoxville and in the Tri-Cities this week and next week. And we had all these plans and those got changed, obviously. And, you know, but we're still employed and we still have gigs and we still got things going on. So it's easy for me to remember that. But, you know, Doug, I miss your honks.
Well, we'll be back there before we know it, hopefully, if everybody stays in place and does as they're asked.
It's like Peyton said, you're going to play football again, to the Tennessee quarterbacks. You're going to play football again at some time. We don't know what that looks like or when that's going to be necessarily, but you know it's going to happen. We will get back to business as usual, even if we make some changes in everything with how we operate daily. It will happen. Some perspective right now in these moments is definitely something that we should all wish to have.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Peyton Manning birthday on ESPN. That was good stuff, and reliving some of those games, and the Book of Manning was wonderful. It's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Great. Doug, we appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
You guys rock on. We'll see you soon.
We will. That'll be it'll be great. We'll look forward to it. Dabo Swinney, Eric, is very optimistic about the season. He's having a media conference this morning. He said he has zero doubt we will start the season on time and, quote, the stands will be full, unquote.
Hmm. I like his optimism. If he were only planning for that and he wasn't planning for the, you know, for other things to happen, then that would be foolish on his part. But I love his optimism. You know, Eli Drinkwitz this week, new Missouri head football coach, took some grief because he said some things about Kirk Herbstreit, and I think it got way overplayed and way oversensitive, and he issued an apology and all that. I don't know that was necessary, but because I got just as mad when I heard it, I was like, no, Kirk, don't do that. You are part of college football, and we need you more optimistic, cautiously optimistic, not feeling good about it or pumping sunshine or being irresponsible and speaking, you know, being dishonest, but don't give it as fact yet. It's not fact yet. You know, I don't think Dabo, how he said that was probably the best way to say it, because it may not be true, but I appreciate his optimism. And that's just how he is, period. He's a glass half full guy. Maybe Kirk's a little more of a glass half empty guy. You know, I think we have that a little bit on our show, and it's not a bad thing. You know, it's one's probably more, a little more realist. One's probably a little more hopeful. You know, I'm still a little more leaning Dabo's route, and you're probably a little more leaning Kirk Herbstreit's route. Neither one is wrong, because ultimately we don't control it anyway, right?
Dabo says they've adopted an acronym, Tigers. This is gonna end real soon. I thought this string was a joke. I had to go and make sure that this was a legitimate source. He said, quote, we've put a man on the moon and created the iPhone, so I'm confident someone's gonna figure out a way to beat the virus.
Again, I don't doubt, I agree with everything he's saying, but to then chime in with a football season will start on time and the stands will be full, I don't know that that's not an expectation that I would want associated with me for people getting upset when it's not happening. You know, I think it is still very possible that the season could start in the fall. How that's going to look and whether the stands will be full, that I feel a little less optimistic about. But again, none of these people talking about it, Paul Feinbaum, Eli Drinkwitz, Kirk Herbstreit, Dabo Swinney, Brian Rice, Eric Ainge, none of us have a clue exactly what the case is going to be come fall, because the people that are in charge of accurately forecasting this don't know. I mean, they can give their best information, but if you said put your life on it, put your house on it, they'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. Now, I don't know about that. This is just my best guess. This is my best educated guess.
Now, I can't believe that this is the truth, but Dabo said, quote, "I've only got one plan, and that's to get the Tigers ready to play come late August," unquote. He goes on to say later, quote, "This is America, man. We've stormed the beaches of Normandy. We've driven a car on Mars. We've walked on the moon. We have the smartest people in the world.
True.
We're going to rise up, and we're going to kick this thing right in the teeth and get back to our lives soon."
Yeah. Okay, the soon, you know, then that's, I agree with everything he said, and I love that. I mean, I've even been saying that to people. I'd be like, dude, we're Americans. This is what we do. We stand strong together. We figure it out together. We adapt. We adjust. We come together in times of need. There was no Democrat, Republican. There was no blue or red going on 9/11. I mean, that's just, there wasn't, you know, it was an us thing. It was us. And I feel like there needs to be more of an us in this for this to happen fast. The reason that I would disagree with Dabo is there's still way too many people that aren't taking this seriously. And all that is doing is prolonging everything that's going to happen. So,
and the way he said it, and again, I didn't hear it. I'm reading the quotes that are being put out from this press conference.
There's probably a little bit of a, hey, come on, man. You know, this is America. You know, there's probably a little bit of that, you know, rah-rah pump up to it.
Because otherwise, it kind of plays into what you were saying, which is some people aren't taking this seriously enough. His tone, and again, it's virtually impossible to come up with tone based on reading quotes instead of hearing it. So I'm going to go and listen to this as soon as we get off. But the tone I'm reading through there doesn't necessarily show that he's not taking it seriously, but I think it lends itself to other people not taking it as seriously as they can. This is going to be fine. It's not going to be fine if you don't take it seriously.
Yeah, it's only going to be fine if you are reading that and listening to that while being socially responsible. You know, that's the biggest thing right now is it's just like you got to be responsible and you got to take it seriously, even if you don't want to or you're like, ah. And I think most of that's gone away. I think that was normal early. But the way that this thing has changed every day, people's perspective and opinions have changed on this. And I think you'll continue to see that happen. And hopefully we can, hopefully we can get to a point where everything's going to be okay. But as far as what's going to happen in the fall, it's a conversation we'll be having daily in sports talk, radio and television. Yeah. It's just going to be part of it. It's going to be following it. What does it look like? You know, how does this, I mean, we've had how many questions about what's going to happen, my season tickets, I need to buy them or not buy them or this or that. And the athletic department at Tennessee, when I reached out, said, people just need to reach out. We're going to help them. Because part of the thing is you don't even know if you're buying, if when you're buying tickets to something this year, if you're going to even have tickets to sit in something happening this, it'll get played at some point. The season's not going to get... They're not just going to lose a season. We're not going to drop it. It's going to happen. We will play football. But when that's going to happen, how it's going to happen, everyone just needs to understand to be lenient. Again, takes me back to Alabama and Nick Saban. They're doing things different right now because things are different right now. I think that, that's not the worst thing.
We'll come back and find out what we learned today next on the Eric Haines Show.
Joint, that shoulder, that hip, whatever it is, they do the PRP injections. They do stem cells as well. They also have the neuroscans. You want to find out what's going on with you, your children, anything like that, that's covered through insurance. And of course, they have the free testosterone tests, and that goes through insurance. And also, they have self-pay, and they can give you a month at a time so you can do it at home. You just go pop in there, and they still have their weekly appointments, people coming in getting their testosterone shots as well. Women, female hormone replacement, they do that. So many different things. Just check it all out. It's real simple right there. It's laid out for you at Regen, R-E-G-E-N, regencomplete.com. Doesn't matter if you're listening anywhere, no matter where you're listening from here in East Tennessee, they can help you. Regencomplete.com. What'd you learn, Brian?
I learned that winning buys you a lot of equity, because just with that "this is going to end real soon" acronym, can you imagine if Butch Jones had said that? You know, Dabo gets to say these things because he's won, but can you imagine if Butch said, "Yeah, this is going to end real soon, Tigers"? Knoxville would have exploded.
yeah, people would have freaked out. I mean, and we're, I mean, here's the thing. I'm trying not to be judgy of anybody right now. And I mean that, like, this is hard for everybody, dude. At least, like, I like, thank you, Lord, for giving us a sunny day today, because my kids can sidewalk chalk and go play in the front yard, and I can cut the grass, and things can be, it can seem like a normal day at home. You know, it's not, it isn't, but at least it can seem like it is. That's what we all need to be shooting for. That's why we love doing the radio every day, man. You know, we're part of so many people's mornings into the early afternoon around lunchtime that I love getting to be a part of that. Yeah, it's different for us. Things are weird. Things are different, but at least we get to keep being a part of that. Keep telling people about Regen Complete, you know, what we learned today. Keep telling people that you can go get a car from Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville and they'll make your payments for $200,000. I mean, for the rest of this year, they will make your payments, not deferred. They will make your payments on your new Kia purchase until 2021, and that car comes with a 200,000-mile warranty. It's not normal, but it's good for anyone in the market for a new Kia.
Absolutely, and we appreciate them being a part of our show today as well. I learned that Mike Leach is, he's who we thought he was, and he is going to say and do some dumb things, and that's going to be a challenge for Mississippi State. Ultimately, I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker, but I guarantee there are some coaches that are going to use that on the recruiting trail and say, look, this guy's a wild card. He doesn't even see how this very offensive thing would have been perceived as offensive. You want to go play there? You want to go be a part of that?
What is Daniel Boone talking about on Twitter?
I'm not sure. I think that we've been
I feel like
very...
we take this as serious as anybody, dude. I mean, I'm standing in my garage. I'm cautiously optimistic that things will get back to as normal as that will be. But I mean, come on, man. I'm not serious.
I'm saying that Dabo Swinney's attitude about this could lead to people not taking it as seriously as they need to, and I think that's dangerous. I mean, I'll use the word dangerous. I think Dabo, and he may not intend it that way, but the way he's coming across in his statement today of, well, everything's going to be fine, could lend to people that are Clemson fans that put value on what he says not taking this as seriously as they need to, and I frankly think that's dangerous.
Did you see this? This is breaking news.
All right.
Google will be releasing the location data to help track how people are moving during the coronavirus lockdowns.
I don't love that.
I don't either, but they know where you are, and they are going to start holding some really dangerous accountability, in my opinion. But some accountability on this. Maybe they release it. Maybe they don't. But if that just gets people going that they're thinking they should stay home more when they wouldn't have, I don't hate it.
You know, I'm kind of with Mayor Glenn Jacobs from yesterday saying, you know, I don't have a problem with the governor's order. I do have a problem with them using data tracking to make the decision, because the other thing is you don't know where all those people are going. Maybe they are going to the grocery store.
To an essential job or an essential trip.
As somebody who's analyzed data in the past, there has to be some context to the data, and I don't think that they have all the information to make good interpretations of that.
That sounds to me like a little bit of a fear tactic of maybe that keeps people that are, call them half thinkers, in our country that are still living life like it's normal right now. Maybe that keeps some half thinkers at home.
Yeah. So that's,
who knows?
The more we stay at home, the quicker we will be back to normal. So let's get back to normal, because we need to be, you know, we need to, that's what the country needs is we need to get back to normal, and the world needs as soon as possible. So let's all do our part. Eric, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, brother.
See you then. This is the Eric Haines Show.